Day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking hot new convertibles for model year 2010, with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide magazine, and we're going to have lots of fun with that. A little later on, we'll be joined by the editor-in-chief of AOL Autos, Riley Brennan, and we'll talk about more of the stuff coming out of the Motor City, Detroit, and what's going on within General Motors and Chrysler, etc. Along the way, of course, we're going to play a little bit of trivia. We haven't done so so far today on the broadcast, and we've got more automotive news to tell you about, but speaking of automotive news, why don't we go right now to our racing correspondent, our news editor here on the show, and let's go to the motorsports desk and say hello to Jeff Bressler, who has all the latest.
One of those rare light racing summer weekends, only the NASCAR Nationwide and Camping World Truck Series were in action, with Sprint Cup, IRL, and Formula One on holiday. Kyle Busch continued his domination of the NASCAR Nationwide Series by sailing to victory in the Missouri-Illinois Dodge Dealers 250 on Saturday night at Gateway International. Busch, who leads the point standings, won for the sixth time in 19 races this season and also captured the 27th win of his career. Reed Sorensen finished second, and Carl Edwards was third. Mike Bliss and Brad Coleman rounded out the top five. Busch, who started from the fifth row, has finished first or second in the past seven Nationwide races, including wins at Loudon, New Hampshire, and Nashville. Driving a Toyota, Busch was one of four full-time Sprint Cup Series drivers competing in the event with, as mentioned, the Sprint Cup Series taking the weekend off. Edward Sorensen and Kevin Harvick also race regularly on the Sprint Cup Series. The win was the first for Busch in three career starts at the mile and a quarter oval. Ron Hornaday Jr. knows he didn't have the fastest truck Saturday at the Kentucky Speedway. What he did have was a lot of experience and a little luck. The three-time NASCAR Camping World Truck Series points champion won his third straight race, but this one might never have happened if not for some timely spinouts that caused 10 of the last 20 laps to be run under a caution flag. Hornaday was the beneficiary. He was losing ground at a rapid pace to Mike Skinner, who finished a little more than a hundredth of a second behind him, and that was the narrowest margin in the 10-year history of the Built Ford Tough 225 at the mile-and-a-half track in northern Kentucky. Having won the race in 2006, he became the first repeat winner, and by winning from the pole position, Hornaday snapped what has been a surprising phenomenon. No Kentucky winner has won from the front row. Hornaday, who also won this month in Milwaukee and Memphis, captured his fourth victory of the season and extended his point lead to 96 over Matt Crafton, who finished third last night despite consistent visits to pit row with various problems. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Great job as usual. We have not played trivia, so why don't we do so? We'll throw out a trivia question in honor of our next guest here. Since we're talking convertibles, we're going to be talking the hot new convertibles for 2009-2010 with our upcoming guest. We'll throw out a trivia question regarding that right now. The Corvette convertible went away during model year 1975, and it came back during the 1980s. What year did the Corvette convertible return to production after an absence of quite some time? It left in 75. What year did it come back? Give us a call right now or give us an email. Email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Phone-wise, it's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The Corvette left as a convertible in 75, returned in what year? During the 1980s, we'll give you that hint, as a convertible. Once again, 800-259-9231. Speaking of convertibles, let's find out what some of the hottest ones are with our friend from Consumer Guide magazine. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show, Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Well, it's that time of the year. It's mid-July. Can't believe it, but certainly it's convertible time, Tom.
Yeah, and there's a couple of interesting vehicles that are just showing up now or are going to be showing up pretty soon.
Well, tell us about some of the ones that are just showing up now.
Well, should be on dealer lots now and posing really one of the first serious challenges to BMW's popular 3 Series convertible is the Infiniti G37. And like the BMW, we have a car here that finally has, this is actually the G37's first convertible, but now comes with a convertible hardtop, which is a trend in mid-price convertibles. So replacing the old folding soft top and offering a degree of a sense of security, as well as a little bit more road isolation, are the hardtops. And they operate pretty much as you'd expect them to, giving you kind of a coupe look when the top is up and going down in relatively quick time.
And certainly the G37 is a great package, and you're right on there with going after the very popular 3 Series BMW convertible. Pricing-wise, would we expect it to be in the same neck of the woods? I haven't had the opportunity to drive this upcoming new Infiniti.
You're looking at modestly equipped, you're probably looking in the low mid-40s, which would put you a couple of $1,000s under the BMW.
Excellent, yeah. And they've done a good job of integrating that retractable hardtop convertible, and you're right on with the trend. Certainly for folks who live on in the Northeast or the Midwest, it makes a whole lot of sense. And I know in Europe even, where security tends to be a problem with cloth top convertibles, hard top convertibles definitely do have a whole lot going for them.
Yeah, and they're a spectacular show, too. If someone's not had the chance to watch one of those work, any of them really offer just a spectacular display of just panels moving and things moving. And it looks improbable that the whole system works, but in fact it does, and everything fits in the trunk, and it's hard to believe it happened.
So we'll be on the lookout for that one. What else is just about to hit showroom floors?
Looking a little bit later this year, we're looking for, and this is as a 2010 now, is the Lexus IS convertibles.
Hmm.
This is going after roughly the same market, although there's a lower starting price. The IS 250, which actually has a smaller base engine than either of the BMW or the Acura, this is a 2.5-liter six, comes in about $38,000 to $39,000. And again, we're looking at a compact four-place two-seater convertible, and again with the folding hardtop. Lexus boasts that it has the fastest closing hardtop, claiming that it goes from fully top or fully up to fully down in about 20 seconds. And I had a chance to test their claim, and sure enough, it was about 20 seconds. It's actually quite marvelous to watch.
Definitely, and of course, Lexus had their other retractable hardtop, which is still in limited production, the 430 SC, but this is a four-place convertible, and I saw it on display at the Greenwich, Connecticut Concours event. And again, with the popularity of the Toyota Lexus brand, I would imagine this one's going to be a big hit.
I imagine it will. It's a little bit less sporty.
Yeah,
I think the ride and I think the overall feel is just generally a little bit more towards the luxury side than the sporty side, but it works very nicely.
We're going to have more with Tom Appel, and we'll keep that trivia question out there. The Vette went away convertible-wise in 75. What year did it come back during the 80s? Give us a call or send us an email. This is Auto World.
I said you're wrong, buddy. Mom, never. What a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Don't you know
Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Oh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it.
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rods?
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We got a trivia question out there. Surprise, no one has nailed it exactly right as of yet. A number of emails have floated my way, but no one has nailed it exactly. The question is the Corvette convertible left the scene in 1975 as most convertibles left the scene in the middle 1970s. and a number returned during the 80s, including the Corvette. What year did the Corvette return in convertible form during the 1980s? 877-977-6100. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Tom Appel joins us from Consumer Guide Magazine, and he's telling us all about the 2009-2010 hot convertibles. And we should remind everybody, Tom, that some big news on the consumer guide front is that you guys have now officially gone 100% online.
That's correct. Yeah, we April was our last print edition, and with somewhat teary eyes, we waved farewell, but this gave us a chance to concentrate on what we do best, which is just getting stuff up in a timely fashion. So we are now just an online resource. We are at consumerguide.com, and we review virtually everything all the time.
Perfect. You're telling us all about some of the hot new convertibles. You've told us about the new Infiniti G37 retractable hardtop, as well as the IS Twins, also retractable hardtops. What else have you got up your sleeve there, Tom?
A couple of existing cars have come back for 2009 with a hardtop. A couple of sports car favorites. One of those is the BMW Z4, which was facelifted and freshened for 2009. That car is now available with a retractable hardtop, which is some good news for convertible fans. Also good news is the fact that that car is now finally available with BMW's just sublimely magnificent turbocharged inline 3-liter turbocharged 6, which is an engine that BMW claims is about 300 horsepower, but a lot of people speculated that it's a lot more. And just combine that with the convertible experience, you really have a truly wonderful sports car.
Yeah, this is the same engine that is found under the hood of the 335 3 Series BMW. And I must admit, this retractable hardtop convertible Z4 definitely takes the Z Roadster into kind of a new realm. They've kind of upped the ante in the luxury department. Certainly the interior is a lot more luxurious than the previous Z4. And I like the looks of it, Tom. Do you like the looks of it?
I do. They used to call it their flamed surface, and it was part of that controversial look that was brought to bear by stylist Chris Bangle. And a lot of people went both ways on it. It was controversial, but I like it a lot. I'm with you on this one.
Definitely. And that's available for sale right now?
That's on sale now.
Perfect. Excellent. And any other ones for 2009 to tell us about?
Yeah, also on sale now, and finally with a hardtop after all these years, is the Miata, or the MX-5, or whatever Mazda's calling it today. The vehicle has been going through some name changes, but this rather classic little convertible is now available with a hardtop, or a soft top, which is interesting, but at the low price level, and certainly something more like half the price of the Z4, you can get a wonderful, nimble car now with the security and sound isolation and just general weather protection of a hardtop convertible.
Yeah, they did a very good job. I had that one as a press vehicle a little while back for a week, and very impressed with the operation of that retractable hardtop convertible. And again, of course, Mazda continues to refine the Miata, which has been around now since 1990. Who would believe it? And this latest generation is by far the best to date, and it's the best-selling roadster in the history of roadsters. Can you believe that, Tom?
It is hard to believe, because it seems, if you're not thinking about it too hard, you think the Mazda's the Miata's a relatively new addition to the lineup. But actually, it's been around for, what is it now, more than 25 years.
Yeah.
And it's a charmer.
It definitely is, and sold worldwide, and hence the conversion in many parts of the world. It was known as the MX-5, only in America known as the Miata. They tried to make Americans call it the MX-5, but the Americans continue to call it the Miata.
It didn't take America.
Exactly. So that's one to look at, and, you know, like you say, you can get the soft top one, very affordable, and just for a little bit more money, you can get that retractable hardtop convertible. We're seeing lots of these retractables.
Yeah, and the good news, too, in the case of a car that's light and relatively low-powered like the Miata, is that the added weight that there is of the hardtop didn't affect the overall balance or handling of the car. They did a nice job of engineering it in.
Yeah, they sure did. There's such an attention to detail when it comes to weight preservation, keeping the weight low, particularly on the Miata front. But Mazda is definitely a very sports-oriented brand, and certainly, you know, I applaud what they've done with a lot of their models in recent times. This Miata, without question, is a winner. And any other 2009s?
Well, I think what we're looking forward to, I can't think of anything significant for 09, but we do have for 010 as an 11 model, finally, the Camaro convertible should be showing up.
That's true. And, of course, the 2010 Camaro has been a big hit at local GM dealerships. Local Chevrolet dealerships reportedly have been really besieged with orders, and that's good news, of course, for the General Motors brand. And should be interesting to see how that convertible takes off. I have not had an opportunity to drive the Camaro for any great length of time. I know that Consumer Guide did a test on it not that long ago. Did you have an opportunity to drive it?
I have. I have perhaps the least opportunity, the least experience with it on my staff, but I spent a considerable amount of time with a V6 automatic, and I think the good news here is that the base engine is far more than what you'd expect from a base engine. It's General Motors' excellent 3.6-liter double-over cam V6, and in the Camaro, it's good for about 304 horsepower, and it moves that car with great certainty.
Oh, no question about it. And, of course, we can't forget its chief competitor, the Mustang, has been, let's say, mid-cycle facelifted for 2010 with some significant styling upgrades and also a more luxurious interior, the availability of the sync system. And they've generally kind of upped the ante there in the quality department, which was needed, especially on the interior front. So it's good to see the American muscle slash pony cars back here. I love the fact that we can now buy a Camaro, or we can buy a GT500 Mustang, or you can buy a Ford GT Mustang, or you could buy the Dodge Challenger.
The Dodge Challenger, yeah.
I mean, these are great times, and enthusiasts really should get them while they can, because God only knows what the future holds for all of these vehicles, but let's hope that they all stay around in some form or another, but they may not be V8, Tom.
No, they may not be.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. And
oh,
we
thank
look,
you.
We look forward to your next appearance on the show.
I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thanks. Straight ahead, Riley Brennan from AOL Autos. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways.
Welcome back, everybody. Excuse me, still getting over my flu here. Every now and then, we're live all across North America on great radio stations, and of course you can find us online at GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by the editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. It's my pleasure to welcome Riley Brennan to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Riley. How you doing?
How's it going, Bob?
I'm hanging in there. I had a really nasty flu, but
we're a pair then, because I think I have the same thing. I couldn't turn down the opportunity to go to the Kid Rock concert on Friday, and I think I needed more than 2 days to wear it out. So I apologize. My voice sounds somewhat similar to yours.
Very good. Excellent. So talk about car guys. Kid Rock is definitely a bit of a car collector.
Yeah, he is. You know, they had at the show on Friday, he was in downtown Detroit at Comerica Park, and they had sort of a street festival before the concert started, and it started at 2 p.m., and everybody had all sorts of cars out there. Of course, it was mostly American stuff, so I think if you made the mistake of driving an import down to the Kid Rock show, you got shown the back parking lot very fast. So, there was a lot of good stuff down there, a lot of 32 Fords, a ton of muscle cars. It was fun. It was a good time.
And, of course, Kid Rock's hero, his mentor, Bob Seger, I know he is a lucky owner of a Ford GT, which was given to him by his wife, Lucky Bob.
Wow, that's I'm getting married this fall, so I need Bob Seger's wife to start a class and teach my girlfriend about that. It's funny that Bob Seger should drive a GT, considering he, you know, the Like a Rock campaign with a Chevy icon. That's interesting.
It is, and I understand he actually has a Nissan pickup truck, so there must have been something in that Chevy contract that gave him the opportunity to buy whatever he wants.
Yeah, to spread his wings a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if you're Bob Seger, you can pretty much do whatever you want. So
exactly. Well, at one time, if you were General Motors, you could do whatever you wanted, but no more.
I know. Isn't it interesting, over the last 60 days, so many things have happened in the industry. And, I mean, I think back, somebody had to remind me the other day about the, you know, before we did Cash for Clunkers, we did Obama's massive change to the whole emission structure and the EPA. And that seems now like it was 2 years ago, and it was really only about 60 days ago. But we've been through so much. Obviously, the General Motors bankruptcy is weighing heavily in Detroit, but it's really being felt all across the country. And everybody I talk to, whether it's West Coast, East Coast, friends of mine in Texas, business partners, things like that, it's affected everyone. And now that General Motors is out of bankruptcy, you know, and only for this last week, few people actually realize that General Motors is out of bankruptcy, and even fewer realize that Chrysler is out of bankruptcy. So I think the car companies have a lot to do in order to teach people that bankruptcy is, you know, it's kind of a moment in time, and you move through it, hopefully, and emerge. And that's what they're doing now. So they're in this phase post-bankruptcy, and obviously a lot has changed. You know, whether it's changed for the better, that will be decided over the next 12, 24 months.
You know, that's a really good point that you bring up, because, you know, ironically, General Motors, certainly on the performance front, you know, they're building really some world-class vehicles, the ZR1, the CTS-V, et cetera, and even on the consumer side, vehicles like the Chevrolet Malibu. But yet they faced, you know, the marketing problem that folks still equated General Motors vehicles as being, you know, what they were in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s before they kind of got their quality act together. And I wonder how much of this bankruptcy hangover is going to affect sales, you know?
I know. I think, you know, we've seen, factually, we've seen the Chrysler release some news that the residuals on their vehicles are moving back up after bankruptcy. So the fear was that post-bankruptcy, the residual values of those cars would stay really low, and Chrysler's proving that there's an uptick there, so that's good. But I do think there's going to be there's essentially going to be a black flag over the General Motors and Chrysler products over the next year, as people really have to wrap their head around the notion that bankruptcy is behind these companies. And furthermore, General Motors, as we know, decided to either kill or sell four of their eight brands. So over the next year or so, however, there's still, you know, a Hummer dealership in your neighborhood, or a Saab dealership, or a Saturn dealership, and people are going to think, gosh, should I really be buying one of these? And on our site, on AOL Autos, I know people have asked us, God, is my warranty still valid if I have one of these vehicles? And it is. You know, General Motors will support the warranty for all those brands. But you're right. I mean, it's a confusing issue. And I think that a smaller GM is going to be really interesting. And I think that it's better. You know, it's kind of sad that it took a bankruptcy to force General Motors to make the things, to do these things and make these tough decisions about dealerships and brands and models, when in reality, Bob, you know, I mean, people within the industry have been asking for this for a decade. And General Motors was always coming from the perspective of, oh, you know, we're a company of scale, and it makes sense for us to have these brands, and they kind of shrugged it off. And it took, you know, almost the end of the company for them to finally realize, hey, maybe we should get smaller. And that, to me, is disappointing, and it's an indictment of management. However, if they can actually pull it off, I don't care what process it takes for them to be more successful, because that's what we as car people and as Americans, I think, all want to see, which is a really strong General Motors, not an arrogant General Motors, you know, not a General Motors that, you know, one that says what's good for us is good for the country, but a strong General Motors that makes great products that we can afford.
Definitely. And people don't realize, I mean, you're right there in the heart of it. But, you know, all these suppliers, all the tier one, tier two, all the, even the aftermarket folks, I mean, they're all being affected by this. I mean, and you could take it to a grander scale, because when you look at some of the other car companies too, I mean, lots of folks would be surprised to hear that, you know, Toyota is swimming in red ink, and some of the other Japanese brands aren't doing that well either. So this is kind of a global thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's absolutely global. And it's you know, I look at every month the sales numbers come out, you know, for the previous month, and it's shocking to see, you know, we were an industry of, you know, 16 million cars. Now we're a little bit less than 10 for, if you look at a 12-month sort of schedule. And you look at those brands like Mitsubishi even, and now they're only selling, you know, something like 4,000 cars a month in the whole country. And that's frightening. You know, obviously everybody is selling less. There are a few nameplates that are selling really well, but it's during these tough times that as a company you can look at the cars that you're selling and say which ones are doing really well despite the fact that, you know, the economy is kind of blown up. And the winners are still winners. So even though, you know, Toyota's selling less Camrys, they're still selling a ton of Camrys. What I found most interesting for General Motors is last month they sold a ton of Pontiac G8s. And, of course, Pontiac is a brand that GM has decided not to move forward with. And the G8 specifically is a car that a lot of enthusiasts love, and even non-enthusiasts, people who have had a chance to drive in one or buy one. It's a great car. And so General Motors said, oh, you know, we're just not going to make that, even though, you know, you people in the industry have, you know, told us it's a great product. Well, actually, in June, they sold almost two times the number of G8s as they sold Buick LaCrosse sedans. And, of course, LaCrosse is living on. So you got to wonder, hey, GM, you know, this is a great product. If you don't have very many sedans that are that successful. General Motors over the last 10 years has really shown a lot of leadership in trucks, and now that's sort of getting, you know, sort of bled into the crossover space, but really not a whole lot of leadership when it comes to sedans. So if you have a winning sedan, even if it's a Pontiac right now, figure out a way to you know, create a Chevy out of it. So we've you know, heard rumors that this Pontiac G8 could take on a life as a Chevy Caprice, which would be kind of a cool cop car for them to sell, and also just a really good car for us to be able to buy. So that's kind of fun. Wouldn't you like to see a Caprice come back?
Absolutely. I mean, considering all the programs that have been killed, I think the G8 should live on, and with Lutz back in the equation, we'll get your take on that. Maybe it will happen. Riley Brennan is with us, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog, or visit calcarcover.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make-sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here. We still have that trivia question out there, an easy one. We were talking convertibles a little bit earlier. The Corvette convertible went away in 75, came back in what year? During the 80s. So easy. Give us a call, fire an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Riley Brennan, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos, is with us. We're talking GM. We're talking about the return of Bob Lutz. And hopefully Bob will keep that GX, G8, GXP in the mm-hmm. lineup there. It certainly makes a whole lot of sense. I understand the Z28 is officially dead. Have you heard the same?
I've read the same. I haven't heard from Mr. Lutz's lips, but I've read that the Z28 is dead.
Yeah.
I think that Lutz, who, you know, he's now moved to a different role. So before he was the product guru, and really, when you're Bob Lutz, you can kind of put your hands in any honeypot within the company, and that was his old role. Now he seems to be running only marketing, but he's still Bob Lutz. So, you know, he's created now a universe in General Motors that I think is really keyed to product and design. And before Lutz got there, you know, it was really about saving money, and it was a financial structure that drove product development. And, you know, it's hard to believe that one person can go into one of the largest companies in the world and have that much effect. But Bob Lutz is one of those guys. He, as you know, Bob, he said he was going to phase out of General Motors, and then through this bankruptcy proceeding and coming out of bankruptcy, he basically was asked to unretire. So they said, all right, Bob, we'll give you another shot. We need you back, you know, on the court, and we want you to run marketing. So, you know, all of GM's advertising, he's going to be responsible for, which is really interesting because he is a, you know, total hip shooter. And I bet all those agencies that have worked for General Motors for a long time, some of them have had contracts for, I mean, we're talking a long, long time, you know, 75, 80 years. I don't know how long the Campbell-Ewald contract is doing Chevrolet advertising, but
yeah.
I think it's even
forever.
Longer than that. I mean, it's literally forever. So now you have, you know, fewer brands. Bob Lutz is in charge, and it's going to be interesting to see what he does to make that advertising sing for the product. And of course, he's still going to have a little bit of his hands in the product. So I can see the Bob Lutz shadow is thankfully still in place at GM. He kind of created the tropes for, you know, being one of those iconic executives who cares about product. And you find that now in the computer industry. You know, think of Steve Jobs, and everybody thinks that Steve Jobs must make decisions from, you know, the sound of the click when you, you know, click your iPod to the colors and all that. I don't know if Steve Jobs really actually does that, but Bob Lutz kind of has the same Steve Jobs-like effect on the company, that it's just good for him to be there, you know, because people believe in him. You know, it's really more about his authenticity and the way that he carries himself and the way that he can teach the young people how to grow, as opposed to his pure ideology. I think Bob Lutz tends to get in trouble every now and then, and somebody in my office, Randall McAdory, had a great quote this week. He said, having Bob Lutz in your company is like having Dennis Rodman on your basketball team. It's like, you know, he's going to get 28 rebounds a night, but he might also kick a cameraman occasionally. So you got to put up with the good and the bad, you know. But if you're in the media, you love Bob Lutz.
That's right. Absolutely. What a charismatic guy. Boy, let's talk about some of these sales of, you know, former GM brands, as we touched on Pontiac going away. The one that puzzles me the most is Saab. I mean, here we got a boutique automaker picking up Saab. What's going to happen here with this brand?
Well, it's being bought by Koenigsegg, and it's probably, I mean, don't even try to spell it. don't even try to Google it. It took me literally 3 years to learn how to spell Koenigsegg. And Koenigsegg, as you say, is a boutique manufacturer of cars of the most extreme sort. I mean, we're talking cars that are literally $1 million and are really track cars. So cars that the super rich can have flown into a track of their choosing, and, you know, a rich guy in Gucci loafers, you know, goes in and puts on his $3,000, you know, fire suit, and he gets in his Koenigsegg, and he, you know, does a couple of laps, and that's about it.
That's his play
Koenigsegg,
day.
Sorry, go ahead.
His play day, yes.
Yeah, play day, exactly. So now Koenigsegg is going to own Saab, and in a way that's good because, you know, Koenigsegg is a Swedish brand, so it's nice that, you know, it's sort of coming back to the family, but Koenigsegg is a very small company. So how do you, does that mean that Saab will become a vehicle that makes even fewer, sells even fewer makes and models? Does it move slowly up market? Probably. I can see that the things that General Motors has done to Saab to give it scale, like, for instance, the 97X, you know, which is basically an SUV for Saab, that's going to move away. And the Saab lineup will hopefully go back to its roots of being really interesting, sporty cars for somebody who maybe feels a little bit self-conscious about driving a BMW, even though that person might be able to afford one. So I think it's a good thing overall. It's just kind of a red herring. You just kind of think, man, cool story, but come back in a couple of years and let me know how it's going, guys.
Very true. And Saturn is also an interesting deal. I mean, the rumor that I've heard is that Penske's going to sell off the remaining stock and bring in some Korean brand of some sort. What have you heard?
Yeah, I think that, you know, my best take on Saturn is that it could be a way for Roger Penske to open up all the various, you know, let's say you're a Chinese manufacturer, an Indian manufacturer, and you've always wanted to sell one product in America. And it's almost like he's going to be Saturn's going to be almost like a Costco. So you could do a deal with Roger Penske, and you could sell your Chinese pickup truck or your Chinese, you know, city car through Penske's dealerships, which, you know, will essentially just be this new, the Saturn network that's established today. And I think that's one direction that this thing might go. So when you walk into a Saturn dealer in 5 years, you know, you probably see the Saturn Aura there. And the way that that car gets built might be a combination of General Motors stuff or someone else. And then you also see some other stuff on the floor and think, gosh, what is that? It doesn't even have a Saturn nameplate on it. And it could be, you know, a Mahindra pickup, or it could be a vehicle brand we don't even know about right now. So Roger Penske is one of those guys who tends to make money off of everything he does. And he's just one of those people that you should never doubt. And even though you know, he's getting up there in age. I would never bet against Roger Penske, and I think that he's going to make something fantastic of the Saturn experience. And frankly, he bought arguably one of the best customer service experience brands that exists in the automotive industry today. Even though, you know, Saturn isn't what it was, you know, 5-10 years ago, it's still, there's a feeling in Saturn dealerships, one, because there's no haggle pricing, but two, it's a friendly place. When you walk into a Saturn dealer, they do actually just have friendly people working there, and the people who have bought Saturn products over the years tend to like that about it. And if you're going to buy an automaker, a brand, I mean, it's kind of a sweet bet to bet on Saturn.
That's a really good point.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, he's a smart guy, and it makes a whole lot of sense, exactly the scenario that you were laying out. It could be the foundation for him to build, like you say, a Costco. And certainly I think with the economy where it is and with the lots of not-so-great things on the horizon, he could have a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on at AOL Autos. What can folks check out if they log on right now?
Sure. Well, AOL Autos is obviously a part of AOL, and we've really tried to focus on the consumer experience. So people have automotive issues, whether it's, you know, buying a car, owning a car. Eventually, in the next couple weeks, we're actually launching a way for you to sell your car on the site. And we just have really been focusing on our product. I think that you know, most people would agree that the car buying experience is sort of lackluster, and I think that, you know, there are obviously some sites out there that have had a lot of name recognition over the years. I won't name who they are, but we really think if we just build great products and really easy to use web experience, so people can have sort of a simple way to buy cars, jargon free, that we'll eventually win. And it's proven out over the last, at least the few months I've been here, that we're going in the right direction. So we're really happy about that. And if you want to go and check out autos.aol.com, or if you're on AOL.com, you can just click on the Autos tab. You can see for yourself.
Excellent. Well, Riley, it's been a pleasure to share the microphone with you. We're going to have to make you a regular here on my Auto World broadcast.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll do it again, and I got to start, you know, dropping those notes to your girlfriend about the Ford GT.
Oh,
okay?
Man. That would be sweet. Do that for me.
All right. Thank you,
Thanks, friend. Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Logg. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.